afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat's grandfather, sitting in today, and across from me is...
Gary's grandmother.
Hello, Miss Lucy.
Her name is Frances. How weird is that?
Hello, Frances Lucy.
Yeah,
what if I talk like that the whole time? Terrible.
We shouldn't do that.
I would probably stop the show.
All right. Oh,
boss gag should come back.
Yeah. Low down.
How are you doing, Gary?
Oh, I'm great. I'm here for business, and business is good.
Hey, Matt Belknap's back.
Welcome back.
Silent Matt. Partner's back.
Bellback.
Bellback is back.
What's up?
He's got a new baby, Charlie.
Yeah, I do.
How's that kid doing?
He's great.
Kid's three.
Chilling.
Weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as that kid's born, that Adam Yauch gets taken out.
He passed the torch.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You think that kid's going to be bebopping in his crib?
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
I've already played him the entire catalog.
Wow.
I was like, you got to hear it. It's time to take over.
What's your favorite Beastie Boys album?
Paul's Boutique.
Is that their second or third album?
Second.
And then
unless you count that like weird EP that was just like...
And then they could never follow up that Paul's Boutique, right?
No, they had at least two great albums after that, and then some really good ones too.
But no, that was sad. We lost one of the Beastie Boys.
I was shocked by that. I did not expect. I mean, I knew he had throat cancer, but I thought he was in recovery.
Right.
And
I thought he'd come out the other side too.
Yeah, he was young and he was a healthy guy. He was a vegan.
Vegan.
Yeah.
Well, we learned now that being a vegan
don't do it. Eat meat. Eat lean beef. I think. You know. Do your body good.
Protein. I like that. My favorite type of beef is that pink sludge. What's that called?
Yeah, the stuff that they put in the McDonald's milkshakes.
Yeah, I love that. Extra pink sludge. Yeah.
It's tasty.
But
it's not only crazy that he died, but that just like suddenly the Beastie Boys don't exist anymore. That's what's crazy.
Well, wait. Now there's still two of them. That's still plural boys.
I can't imagine they'll continue. I mean, I don't know how they
could they make
that.
Music together? Could they all sing?
They
right?
technically could, but I don't think they will.
Maybe there's an opening. Maybe you should send a resume.
Maybe.
Well, I do know all the lyrics.
Maybe Barry Gibb joins them.
Oh,
since his whole band is dying, the Bee Gees are all dying.
The Bee Gee Boys.
The Bee Gee Boys.
Oh, my God. That is a nightmare mashup cover band.
That would be all right. I saw them get their award on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah.
Yeah, they looked old, though, didn't they, dude?
Yeah, Mike D has looked like a ghoul for at least years.
He has, like, weird creases in his face. He looks really...
He's super, super skinny from also being a vegan. And then,
but then his
and then,
face looks like it,
yeah, I don't know.
The D stands for decomposing.
Maybe
it does. And then the
Mike stands for money, and the D is for dead.
and then the other Speaking Adam is just super. Death. He's super gray and just looks.
Yeah, he just looks like an old man.
He doesn't look like he's had sun and like.
And he used to be like so handsome. He was like the one that all the girls.
Yeah,
loved.
My Pilar went to college with him.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck? How come I don't know this?
I don't know. You have to talk to her about it.
That's insane. What college?
She went to two colleges. She went to Bard and then she went to UMass. So
it's probably Bard.
Probably Bard.
And Pilar majored in Ryman, minored in Steelin. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah.
Should we acknowledge that there's a fourth person in the room?
Nope.
But off mic?
Now you've done it.
It's an experiment where you're trying studio audience of one.
Yeah.
Here, just
this is my friend Suzanne Dillingham. She's a big fan of Never Not Funny. She's been at all the podcast-a-thons. And she loves the artist that's going to be featured today in our topic. And Gary, I'm going to throw to you so you can. First of all, thank you for coming, Suzanne.
Thanks for coming, Suzanne. And
Gary, let everyone know what's happening today.
Well, today we thought we would take a look, for no good reason, at the artist known as Todd Rundgren, because that is his name. It's a guy that like he's in both parts of our Venn diagram.
Yes.
Somebody that we both love and respect and admire his music a great deal, and someone who we wanted to put the laser focus on, kind of like the Van Halen show episode,
sure.
But you know, maybe not, you know, quite as
maybe a little more even-handed.
Yeah, we're gonna take a look at some of his solo hits, some of his work with bands, and some of his misses. Because, you know, Todd is God, but he is not infallible.
No, and anytime you put out as much product as Todd Rundgren does, there's going to be some misses.
He is amazing. I think he occupies that same space that David Bowie kind of does, where he's. I think he's an alien. I think he gets strength from our yellow sun.
Yeah,
and he's not quite like us, but he's able to like observe us and like
right.
and turn it around and use it on us. Now,
I've met him too.
Is that a fact?
Super nice.
Really,
Suzanne, you also had an encounter with him, right? And
that's affirmative.
He was great. Super nice guy.
Excellent. I never met him. He always seemed a little gruff to me, or maybe he was like...
Well, that's what I've heard, but then but he couldn't have been more different than gruff.
And he also seemed like an alien. like he has that song called Love of the Common Man. You
know, yes, I love that song.
Maybe we'll hear that later. But that which to me kind of seems like that sort of... Kind of like vaguely condescending, like Barton Fink. So I love regular people, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
That's right.
You know, but so I always thought he was coming from that place, but he can because he's a damn genius. And let's I wanted to.
He might be pretentious, is what you're saying.
But I think it's okay because you know it's like imagine like if you had this gift and you had to live among slobs like us. It's not fair.
Then you'd feel like Matt Belknap.
Right, exactly.
What? Oh.
But, no, it was a compliment.
Yeah, I'm too tired to understand trickery like that.
I wanted to...
you want to kick it off?
I wanted to kick it off with this
song. Kick it!
Maybe his most famous song, but I wanted to play the album version of Hello, It's Me, his number 5 hit from 1972. This is, like, if you've only heard the single or if you've only heard this at the mm-hmm. dentist's office, then you probably think of it as this homogenous, fully formed thing. But what's cool about the album version, it has, like, kind of these false starts on it of him, like, trying to
taking
a few runs at it. So I thought that might be interesting if you've never heard this.
And the album is Something?
Something, Anything.
Something, Anything, Gary. 72.
Wait a minute. Give me a break a second. Two, three,
four.
One, two, three, one, a two, a one, two, three.
Tell you what's brilliant about the narrative structure of this song. This is like you think, oh, what a romantic song this is. What this is? This is like a glorified. This is a long form booty call in the. But it's also like a breakup thing. Like, hey, it's not me, it's you. I'm going, but I'm gonna stop by every once in a while and spend the night if you think I should. But I want you to be happy. It's genius. That's what I mean by genius.
It is pretty great.
But anyway, so that's. I just thought I would kick it off with that.
Very good. Yeah. Very nice. Okay. I have no songs to play.
Oh, no. No, this is going to be a short show.
I'm not really... I don't even like Todd Rundgren. No. But,
well, what were these 21 files that you put on my computer?
No, I have a song from his first solo album, Runt.
Right.
Runt. Take off the R and change that letter.
So unnecessary.
I know. I'm all goofy tonight. This is a nighttime record, as Jimmy Pardo would say, late night record. But this is, I think this went top 20, and I love this song. This one you might know. Produced, and I think Rundgren played all the instruments on this whole album. This is We Gotta Get You a Woman, Leroy Boy.
Leroy Boy, is that you? I thought your post-hanging days were through. Sunken eyes and full of sighs, tell no lies. You get wise.
I love the hand claps. I
tell nice hand claps.
We're gonna pull you through. There's only one thing left that we can do. We gotta get you a woman. It's like nothing else can make you sure you're alive. We gotta get you a woman.
Now. It's a very interesting that you played that because I had that in my Mrs. section.
Oh, okay.
Later on.
Ooh.
Maybe I'll skip that. A fantastic song. It's beautiful.
But it's a miss for you because?
Well, because I think Todd, like if there's one reason where he falls short for me,
mm-hmm.
we all know he's very progressive when it comes to rock. But his attitudes towards women sometimes, you know, seem to be a little outdated. And just the fact, like, you know, he wants to cheer up Leroy Boy in this song. So,
right.
You know, like, we're going to get you a woman, this commodity, you know, which later, like, he talks about, like, I know they're stupid, but they're fun. You know, we're going to, and then I'll get a woman too. And,
he's talking about hookers though, right?
I think just regular gals.
I think he's talking about we're going to get a hooker.
I'm not sure. Well,
that's also not very nice.
Whoa. These ladies want to do whatever they want with their body. It's their body. They can do whatever they want.
And that could be very liberating too. But I wanted to play this other tune from Something Anything that you could kind of skip ahead about 30 seconds into that too. That'll be right. Really good. Which kind of like makes the same point where, you know, it's. And I understand he has a different relationship with women than I do. You know, he's like, he's a rock star. And I'm, you know, I grew up around like mean, angry women like my grandmother, who we met earlier. But,
Francis?
Yeah. Anyway, so this is another song along those lines from Something Anything. It's called Slut, which is a nickname for a type of woman.
I'm going to have to start using that nickname.
See that girl? Watch her dance. If I knew her name, I wouldn't have to sit on my hands. If my mouth don't work, I'd get some help. And she don't mind if I don't keep my hands to myself.
Oh, yeah, you know, she's saggy, she's baggy, but, you know, you don't really have to ask permission. You know? But, you know, he has that whole freak scene going on up there in Marine. Like, I think he's got, like, some sister wives sort of situation, like three or four wives.
Are you sure about that?
No kidding.
Well, I know he's married, but I think, like, when, back me up, Susan, like when he was living with B.B. Buell, I think there was another woman at the same time.
You might not know this, Matt, he is, B.B. Buell was pregnant with Liv Tyler and did not. I don't think she told Steven.
I did know.
And she was raised in the Rundgren household, right. And she calls him dad. She still calls him dad. She says, I have two dads. Sitcom.
Wouldn't
that be a great sitcom with Todd Rundgren and Steven Tyler?
How do you not know? The kid's like practically born wearing scarves.
I know.
She's like looks so much like him. But anyway. But that's fine. I'm sorry. That was mine. Now I guess we're back in your court if you want to.
We're back in my court. Well, here's what I love is Todd Rundgren's second album.
Yeah.
First album's called Runt.
Yeah.
Second album's called Runt, : The Ballad of Todd Rundgren.
Here's what I think that's about. I think the first one, I think he did have a band, right? He had like the Assales Brothers were on there.
Super Sales Sons.
Super Sales Sons had formed a rhythm section. And they were backing him up. And then I think this was kind of more him.
What are their names? Hunt and Tony. Hunt and Tony Sales.
From Tin Machine, right.
But they only play with aliens then, is what you're saying.
They play
with Bowie and they play with Rundgren.
That's right. That's maybe Soupy was a alien, for all we know.
So this is one of those ballads of Todd's that I like, and it's just this is how I feel. When I see people in the street, I just look at people and I say, be nice to me.
Oh yeah.
Come on, people.
No catch. No strings, none of the usual things. I'm happy just to lay and look. Let's throw out the book. Now we're off the hook, and please just be.
Sentiment that you get in popular music now?
No, not a sentiment.
Be nice to me.
Yeah. Matt was making fun of me, so again, I look at him and I say, "Be nice to me." By the way, Suzanne, not as much fun being here as it is listening at home. Oh, she says it.
He's just got away with the melody, though.
Yes, amazing.
This
I asked Matt this off mic. Mm-hmm. You know nothing about Todd Rundgren.
No, like I said before we started that I heard. Bang. What is it called? Bang on a drum?
Bang a drum all day.
Bang a drum all day. I heard that at Johnny Rockets, and my father-in-law said, Todd Rundgren. And I was like, I did not know that's who this was.
It's
that's
a shame
how little
that,
I know.
It's a shame that that song is the one that
they play at Johnny Rockets.
Everyone.
That's life.
It is a shame that they play that at Johnny Rockets.
Yeah.
I could go a lifetime without ever hearing that song again.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. That's a shame that that's the one song that everyone knows. Oh, yeah, Bang the Drum. Come on.
It's a stupid, stupid song. It's one of those songs that you just jock jams. Yep. It's just fucking arena, like,
yep.
Pointless.
I know.
It's barely a song.
It's one of my favorite Todd Rundgren albums, but I do not like that song.
That is a needle skipper, yeah, for yep. sure. And I wonder how it makes him feel. He's got all these sophisticated ditties and then bang the drum all day. That's like, yeah, but he's no. That's got to be frustrating.
I think that was. I think that whole album. That was on the ever popular Tortured Artist Effect. I think yes. that was a big one of these. What do you call this?
Oh, at his record company, yeah. Raspberry sort of thing. He was
yeah. thumbing his nose at.
Yep, thumbing his
history.
Nose. Yeah,
yeah. There's a little legacy. Irony there, and that's what always happens when guys like that do that. Like, you know. You know, they play like I Love LA. They play it at the end of every Lakers right. win. And if you actually listen to it, it's like a complete slam on Los Angeles. So, you know, like the homeless guys.
Yeah, it's
know.
Like when Reagan used Born in the USA.
Right, right.
Did you even listen to any of it? Did anyone listen to it, guys?
And then he switched to bang the drum all day. Huh?
Yeah. And he won that election.
And he won that election. Landslide.
Todd really is God.
This is... Like when people ask me what my favorite song is, I just, you know, my default answer is always "And Your Bird Can Sing." But I think this might be a close second, and I can't really go one of the couple days without ever hearing it. It's also from Something Anything.
Oh, can I guess it?
Yeah.
Is it a well-known one or is it a deep cut?
It's a mediumly known one.
Is it a couldn't?
Yes.
I?
Yes.
Just?
You almost got it.
Tell?
Yes.
I don't know the rest. Couldn't I just tell you?
Exactly.
I love this song.
Goes a little something along this.
Song.
That's just like the blueprint for like power pop, you know, that came afterwards, like Raspberries and.
Yep. What do you think of that, Matt? Do you like that song?
It's nice.
It's fun.
Yeah. Thanks.
Excellent. That's what it's all about.
It's no bang a drum all day.
Nothing is. It's no hammer in my heart.
That was another one. What say you, Pat Francis?
Well, look. Listen to me.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I had Couldn't I Just Tell You on my list, too.
Oh.
So let's just play it again.
Okay, why not?
Now I'm going to jump to, he did an album called Faithful.
Right.
Where half the album were original songs.
Sure.
And then half the album he tried to do faithful recreations of other people's songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is one, a Beatles song called Rain.
Oh.
And I like this version. Sounds like the Beatles.
If the rain comes, they run and hide their heads. They might as well be dead. If the rain comes, if the rain comes, when the sun shines, they slip.
And now we'll jump in. He also did Strawberry Fields Forever.
Also unfaithful?
Yep.
Maybe it didn't need to be quite so faithful.
It's a weird thing.
It is a weird thing. I know. I agree.
Psycho.
I agree.
Why do it?
Take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields.
It's like, it's basically the same, except the vocal can't really be exactly
right,
the same.
Right, it can't be, yeah, the vocal can't be exact.
And then that weird high-pitched, whatever that just was, that, yeah. That's not really in there, is
oh,
it?
That was me.
Oh.
Forever. Living is easy with eyes closed.
I could understand the impulse to do that, though, because, like, if you love something so much and you're, like, aspire to it,
yeah.
You kind of want to just know what it feels like to do that exact thing.
Like when the caveman puts on the buffalo skin. We've yep. talked about this. You want to get the beetle powers,
right.
So you, like, try to inhabit the thing.
We talked about that?
I think
and,
so.
And then,
since
we're on Faithful from 1976, let's just play the song Gary talked about earlier. This is Love of the Common Man. This was on the side with Originals.
Living your pockets and talking through your hands, but it won't take long to turn your head around.
Not a good carry, a good choice. It gets a little high.
Yeah.
Todd barely got there.
I know he did. He barely got there.
You know who does a nice version of that is Heart. Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah. Heart does do a great version of that.
That's cool.
And Anne can get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll see.
Shoot. Gotta get her in here. Let's just talk like it's easy. Gotta get Anne Wilson in here.
Remember when they did those Coffee Achiever commercials, Heart?
I think I do remember that.
That was the secret of their power. A lot of coffee. That's what they did in the 80s. Yeah, that's what
I still like that Nancy Wilson.
I heard that they used to hide coffee in their hair.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of concerts, they would just be surreptitiously.
I heard Brody's would blow it up their butt.
I still think that Nancy Wilson is sexy.
Is she available now? Is she still married?
No, she's not married to
Cameron
Crowe anymore.
Because your wife is in the next room?
My wife is in the next room. She knows that I like that Nancy Wilson. I'll go, she still looks good. She's 70. She still looks good.
70?
She still looks good, 70. Though.
Is she 70?
No. She's in her 50s. Okay. Nancy and Anne are both in their 50s still.
If we could turn this back away from your mystery dream date and get back to the topic at hand, I wanted to turn the dials back to, I think, 1968 and talk about... we're just going to skip around the timeline a little bit. But
We're skipping around anyway. So skipping around anyway.
This is from...
are you going to go band era?
Todd's first band called The Naz.
Naz. Was it The Naz or just Naz?
I think they're called The Naz, I think.
According to this, it's Naz. According to your ID3 tags.
I think it's just Naz. It's like Eagles and Pretenders. There's no The.
Be that as it may. We have this...
I've never seen Gary so angry.
Are you sure it's not Nas?
Literally steam. His earbuds are going to fall out because of the steam.
Son of a bitch. This is the Nas' great song called Open My Eyes, and it kind of sounds like a Who. Listen to this.
A great song.
Listen to this riff. It sounds like a race car is in this song or something.
What am I?
That's a blatant Who ripoff almost. Until now.
Underneath your gaze I was found in the haze I'm wandering around in. I am lost in the dark of my own room, and I can't see a thing but the fire in your eyes. I
Gary, so, I have to apologize.
Yes.
I was looking at the album. Wow. Was called Naz. The artist is listed as The Naz.
Told you so. I told you it was The Naz.
No, you said the opposite.
I went
the
opposite way. Send your apologies to my hospital room. I just had a coronary.
The Bangles do a cover of that on their new album.
Get the hell out of here.
And it's amazing.
Why make up stories like that? Is that true?
Yeah, they did an album called Faithful 2, and they took all Todd Rundgren songs, and they tried to just reproduce them.
So it was off the strength of his Naz work that he was able to parlay that into like a production career, and he got a lot of hot producing jobs when he was just like a, you know, punk kid out of Upper Darby,
yes,
Pennsylvania.
He did. You would be surprised at the albums that Todd Rundgren produced.
We're talking about your Badfinger.
Right.
We're talking about your New York Dolls first album.
Yep.
Morrissey's favorite album.
We're talking about your Bat Out of Hell number one.
Bat Out of Hell. That's it's very good. That, you know, came a little bit later.
78.
Patti Smith. Sparks, early Sparks work.
Mm-hmm.
Just tons of stuff. We'll talk about that later. But
He went on to work with Psychedelic Furs.
Yes.
Cheap Trick.
XTC.
Cheap Trick,
and all that. I wanted to quiz you. Do you know? Can you name another famous celebrity from Upper Darby, Pennsylvania? Suburb of Philly, not a suburb, really, a section of Philly.
When you say it, I'm going to know it, but I can't name it right now.
Tina Fey.
Let me
think. Also a name.
Hold on a second. Is she on 30 Rock?
That's her. That's the
Tina
one.
Fey. I'm going to say Tina Fey.
That's right. You got it correct.
Well, say, since we're talking about production work, let me play a song by Cheap Trick. That he produced an album for them in 83 called Next Position, Please. And here's how the story goes for this. They come to the studio, and he goes, I'm writing a song for you guys, so just hang out. So they watch TV, and so they're watching TV, and he walks through the room, and he goes,
Soda will do that to you.
And talk him through the room and says, I have the chorus. And they go, okay, right? And he goes, not ready yet. And he goes through, I got the first verse. And I got the second verse. And he goes, okay, let's go record it. And then they lay it down. So what we're going to do is it's called Heaven's Falling. We're going to hear the beginning, and then I'm going to have you jump to 42 seconds in. But I'll play a little bit of the beginning. This is Cheap Trick. Does that sound like Utopia at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Look at the hand claps.
Hand claps, sure.
I think that's actually Todd playing this guitar, too. Now you can jump to 42 seconds. A little Utopia groove to it.
Utopia-ish. You could practically hear the Chasm Sultan
on bass.
Right in there. Does he play on that? He must sing on that, right?
Chasm? No, that's just Trick with Todd.
How about that? Mm-hmm. That sounds really good. That's we should probably talk a little bit about Utopia since we're there.
This is another one of Todd's bands.
Yeah, this was like he has all of his early commercial success, like early 70s, mm-hmm. and then about he starts getting into drugs. Let's just put it that way. Yeah, he starts experimenting with drugs.
A rock and roll musician?
Yes, yes. And Eastern philosophies.
Unheard of.
Yes. And
so he forms a band called Utopia.
Yeah. And it starts
Mach 1.
Right. And there's even like a robot in the band, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
They have these crazy pyramids and stuff.
That was actually Andy Kaufman from Heartbeeps.
Yeah.
Was in the band for a while.
That's what he used to do. And it was, you know, like these long progressive jams and everything like that. And then somewhere along the line, Utopia made a swing to the right. They got more conservative.
That's right.
And they just got kind of more of like a Beatlesque outfit.
Yep.
And that's I much prefer that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gary
and I do not, and Suzanne either. We talked about this. We do not like the prog rock Utopia.
A lot of people love it.
I know, but who? I haven't run into them yet.
More power to them. The guy who kind of got me into Todd, this manager of a record store I used to work at, coolest guy ever. He really.
Those albums would have like two songs on one side and one song on the other side, and they'd just be. Yeah. It would just be nothing I like hearing. It's weird.
Yeah.
But good for him for, you know, stretching his musical muscle and doing what he wanted to do.
Drugs. Drugs. I think what he wanted to do was at the time. But then he gets into this like high polished machine, Utopia.
Yep. And do you have a Utopia? I have a couple.
You know, why don't you play one, because I probably don't have a good example. I remember once upon a time you played Crybaby.
Right.
I love that. And
I'm going to play one. It's called, this is from Swing to the Right, 1982. Mm-hmm. This is called One World.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh, I remember that sitcom. This is the theme song.
Yeah, this is
One World. Yep. We're living in mm-hmm. One World.
It's very awesome. Close. Very close.
Cool.
To that.
This is great. You guys are going to love this.
This is my favorite period of Todd Rundgren, like from 78 through like 85, because it was like we'd get a Rundgren album and then a Utopia album, then a Rundgren album and a Utopia album. Like every year we got product. Some years we got two.
It was delicious.
Hi.
Those were the days.
Yeah, right. Some years
we got tongue-tied.
Wait for it. Two.
I feel like Todd Rundgren must have felt when he was recording those prog rock Utopia albums. I feel like I'm on drugs.
You feel like you're on drugs?
I do.
Wow, but you need all those. You need that album Oblivion. You need
the self-titled Utopia album from 82.
That you especially need. That's like a three-sided album.
That's a three-sided album, exactly.
Yeah.
That's you. There were two discs.
Uh-huh.
There was a side one, side two, and then the third disc, side three, was on both sides.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it had Hammer in My Heart.
Had Hammer in My Heart.
Had Feet Don't Fail Me Now.
Oh, I have that one. I have
let's
that.
Hear, let's hear some of that.
Play Feet Don't Fail Me Now. I can't even say it.
A staple of early MTV.
It was, you're right. Yeah. A lot of hand claps. And then, now in Utopia, they would all sing.
Yeah.
They would take lead. I think there's a couple guys singing on that.
Uh-huh.
Let me hear a little Hammer in My Heart, because I do have that queued up.
This you probably heard, right, Matt? Ever?
Did you ever hear this?
Nope.
Mm. Yeah, he's only heard that shitty drum song.
What I'm learning is that he didn't want to bang a drum. He wanted to clap his hands all day.
That's true.
Should have called that
you're
song.
You're right.
It's true. This is the message out. What's it gonna be today? It wakes me up at dawn. And as the day goes on.
And you know what, Gary? While we're in here, we're in this 82 self-titled Utopia album. Then every Utopia album, then Todd would go back to what he does best. And let's hear a song called Chapter and Verse. I got a million choices in my head. If I could only choose the one that says it best, I shelled out a quarter for a beating cut. Now I can't seem to get my head to do the rest, but I know it all by heart. Chapter and verse. I'll go to any part, every word, but it's so deep inside it can't be heard.
That 82 album is kind of like a concept record. Like, there's like a bunch of songs about failed love for different mm-hmm. kind of artists.
Yeah.
And like there's like one about a painter, one about an actor, and that's the one about the writer
who's
like
yes.
writer's block and can't get through it and everything. But
yeah, then there's Bad Little Actress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
What do you got next? I got something else, Sinister.
Okay.
But I should defer to you because I've played nine songs in a row.
I underprepared and you overprepared. This is something from that fertile period, also from the ever popular Tortured Artist effect. It's called Hideaway.
Oh, I had this on my list.
Yeah. And this is like, I love this because you can go and start this, man, if you want to. It's just.
You're going to talk over it? Are you going to be like a DJ?
I'm going to try to.
Okay,
it's got kind of a long lead in. Okay. But I just love that. I love that idea, like when you're in a relationship and the relationship itself is like this safe place, you know what I mean? And like just kind of like you and your new love, you kind of have like your own country or something like that. And this kind of puts me in that mindset. And I'm looking deep into your eyes when I say this.
No matter what you were saying during that, yeah, this music makes it sound like you're doing like a self-help guru type.
That's true.
From the early 80s.
Matt, it's only 19 payments. And watching what you say.
I was, when I was thinking about Todd Rundgren today, I was listening to it all day long. I was listening to Todd all day long. And I started to play that game in my head. Like if someone said, okay, the Who or the Stones? And you would go, and then you would pick one.
Yeah.
I'd say the Who. And then they'd go, okay, the Who or this? And who? And a lot, Todd was winning in my head. You know, that's why I was like, Todd or Springsteen? I'm like, ooh, I think I'd go Todd even over Springsteen.
Wow.
Whoa. What?
I know.
Wow.
Do you want to take a few seconds to think about this? I don't know how many seconds you need, but
take maybe, however many.
Take maybe
one, two, three, four. Chase, I was walking by the recording studio and I heard my name. I heard someone say Bruce, and I thought, oh, there's a fan in there. But then I heard him say, I take Todd over Bruce. And I started tearing up. And I didn't feel good about myself. And then it took me a few seconds to get over it. I just took a breath and I counted in my head. One, two, three. Oh.
And then you were back.
Wasn't a very good count tonight. What,
sorry, Bruce.
You know what? And there's another Utopia album, Gary, called Deface the Music.
Yes, that's kind of their Beatles spoofery album.
I don't know if it's Beatles spoofery. I always heard that Todd Rundgren said, that's easy to do. That early Beatles stuff is easy to do. Mm-hmm. I can write a whole album of that in a day if I wanted to.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't think he wrote it in a day. But so this was a whole album of Beatles. Early Beatles sounding songs,
pastiches,
mm-hmm. And this even the title of the song it's "I Just Want to Touch You" from 1980, and it's called "Deface the Music." Is
that's
the
like
album.
You know? I feel like that statement is like when people look at modern art and they're like, "Well, my kid could do that."
Yeah.
Well,
fucking Jackson Pollock.
Yeah,
right. Piece of shit.
Now I've already prejudged this song.
Well, it's probably what you think it is. It's almost like a song that would have been in the Ruddles.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
That is kind of why it feels like a cheap imitation.
I know. But I think that's, you know, again, I think he was thumbing his nose and going, take this record company.
I don't turn to Deface the Music that much.
No.
But it's good to know it's there. In
yeah.
A pinch if you need it.
I agree with you.
You can find your Ruddles.
I agree, man.
But he's got that. He's got the Beatles thing going. He's got, you know, kind of like almost like a Broadway sensibility, like a, who's Jesus Christ Superstar? Is that,
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
He's almost got Andrew Lloyd Webber sort of thing.
Yep.
And, but most of all, he's got kind of that Philly soul thing going. And that's what I wanted to
play here. That comes from him being raised in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
And do you know who else was raised in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania? Celebrity? I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
30 Rock?
Tracy Morgan?
No. Oh. No. He was born in the ghetto.
Anyway, this is a song people ask me, like, hey, what song should we play at our wedding? And I'm like, oh, don't. I got it. This is what you need. Just play this. Thank me later. No one ever does it. But it's the sexiest song, I think. It's called, it's from the last Utopia album ever called POV, and it's called Mated.
Oh, this is a great song. This
is
a good wedding song.
Sexy wedding song.
They said mated.
You can almost see the wink when that's done.
Love POV. Actually, I got to see the POV tour. They're open for the Tubes.
Oh, and that's a perfect double bill.
Yeah, it was great. And what do you call it? Willie had the circular, kind of like those vehicles they have in Men in Black 3. Like, uh-huh. He had a drum kit kind of like that.
That's Willie Wilcox.
Yeah, and it was awesome. Conker Pavilion.
He keeps threatening to put that incarnation of Utopia back.
Do it.
Do it.
Just
come on,
do it.
You bastard.
Come on.
Then I think the year after POV came out, he did a little experimentation with an album called Acapella.
Right. Yeah.
Where, tell us about this album, Gary. Do you know about it?
Yeah, same year. It was it might have been his Warner Brothers debut.
It is.
And
maybe not the best way to debut on a...
Guess what, Warner Brothers? I'm not going to have any instruments on this. I'm going to sing everything. And it's not like Barbershop Quartet a cappella, but it's, he kind of runs everything through the synthesizers.
Yeah, like if it's going to be a bass, then he'll just go boom, 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 boom.
Oh,
boom,
no. And, yeah. It's a Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah, kind of. So this is a song. This is a great song. There's Something to Fall Back on.
I'm so glad you picked this. Yeah, this was...
No instruments. Hello, major record label.
Do you think he was inspired by the episode of The Cosby Show where they meet Stevie Wonder and Theo gets jamming on the one on the keyboard?
Maybe.
I think we as a people, it's hard not to be influenced by that.
I think we all learned a little something from that.
Oh, from The Cosby, definitely.
Yeah.
I didn't know black people could be doctors. So The Cosby Show.
Yeah. As evidenced by your Tracy Morgan comment.
That's true. Although that's not true because I knew of Dr. Funkenstein.
But yeah, I saw the acapella tour with his 15-piece voice orchestra, he called it. And
was it him solo on stage?
No, it was him and then like 15 people behind him. And Chasm was there. Michelle
Chasm's
Gray,
always there.
His wife. And yeah, like, you know, just 15 other people.
Were they all sister wives?
They're all of his sister wives. Yeah. It was a freak scene.
Did you see the sister wife tour? What was I going to say? Did he play the whole a cappella album, like front to back? Something?
I guess, yeah. You know, a lot of it. And I think he got into some other hits, too.
Todd is, he's tricky when you see him live, though, because he doesn't always give up the hits up.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, that's disdain for his fans. Hates the people.
Unless he meets you. And then when you meet him, he's really nice.
Does he ever play bang on a drum all day?
I haven't seen him play that. No, I think he feels the same way as everyone does. Gary, I think I don't want to close out with this, but I do want to get it in here. I think the weirdest thing that Rundgren ever did was in 2006.
Yeah.
When a couple members of the Cars
Oh, right.
asked Todd if he would like to join the Cars, but we can't call it the Cars. we have to call it the new cars. And he says,
and
all
it
right.
It did have a smell.
And it was not pine fresh.
And I got actually, no problems with this.
And I have no problems with this either. They recorded three new songs and tacked it onto a live album that they did, playing all the Cars hits. I'll tell you, I saw the new Cars twice.
Yeah.
And I saw the Cars last year.
Uh-huh.
And the new Cars had more energy and more stage presence than the Cars.
Than none?
Than none. Than none. So, but this is a song called Not Tonight. In my dream of dreams, here's what I would have wanted. For Todd Rundgren to join the Cars, produce that album, and then play bass.
Oh.
And sing some songs.
So that would be been good.
Wouldn't that have been great? That would have been him and Okasik in there writing some songs together. That would have been amazing.
It's like those Fighting Fish, though. You can't have two
alpha
skinny,
males,
skinny, freaky looking guys in the same band like that with stick insect heads.
This is called Not Tonight.
This has I like some of the lyrics. Okay.
I like the lyrics too. Sounds like the Cars.
I don't know what that cologne is, but it's working like a charm. Makes it easy to imagine walking you on my arm.
He's even kind of singing like Rick O'Gabe.
Yeah, he is.
I'm gonna show you around the site, but not tonight. I like the outfit you're wearing. I like the way that you think. I'd like to call us a cab and take you out.
Hating on women again.
This song has like three different. It goes into a different thing and a different thing. You know, so put me in your BlackBerry, and I'll take your email. I love it. I love that song.
It's awesome. Yeah, it didn't get its due. Yeah, people slagged off. I was doing some research. I guess that Art Alexakis was supposed to be involved in this new Cars, too, from Everclear.
Oh really? God. What was he going to do?
I guess
fuck
maybe
up
he,
the joint?
Yeah, maybe he was going to
cry
say
about his daddy issues.
Yeah, yeah. My dad never had a car.
and you know what's funny is the Cars record a brand new solo album, not a brand new studio album. Yeah. They played 12 dates. The new Cars toured enough that they came through L.A. twice. So I feel bad for those band members of the Cars.
The Cars. I just wanted to hit a couple of his major productions here. Let's give us a little bit of that psychedelic verse, Matt, if you would. This is come on now.
Gotta love the psychedelic
verse.
Listen to this.
The combination of that. I love that. The keyboard atmospherics with the groovy vibes, vibraphones. And I love.
This has been in like a million movies, right? I mean,
yeah.
I just feel like you can't escape it.
And also, Richard Butler is easy to imitate. James Mason. That, and then, do you like this one, Pat, Bourgeois Tag?
Yeah, but I can't find this song anywhere on iTunes. You have it?
Well, let's hear it right here. It's called I Don't Mind. The talking's over now. I guess it's time to let you go. But I don't, no, I don't mind at all. It's getting so you never know when things are better left alone. This is kind of a crummy album, but this is a cool song. Don't, no, I don't mind at all. But, yeah, the XTC Skylarking.
I know, just so many great things.
Thank you, Todd, for everything.
Where did you find that song, though? Because I hate when I go to iTunes and there's not a song I'm looking for isn't there.
I think I just, rounded up on the internet.
Well, what does that mean, Gary?
You know, you just got
to
be
for a guy who loves music, you never really figured out how to get it, did you?
I had an eBay issue once where I got a cease and desist letter.
Oh.
And so I don't really troll around and try to find free music.
They don't pass that around to the rest of the internet. You could kind of do what you want. It's the
I
West.
Don't. Yeah, I'm kind of.
eBay is a totally, that's physical goods. We're talking about just pirates, just ripping the files, just grabbing them.
There's this guy, he's a drummer for Metallica, and he told me that I shouldn't do it. His name's Lars.
I want
Gary, have one you want to close it out with?
I do, unless you do.
I'll defer to you. Can we still be friends? I have tons. That's a song. I wasn't asking Gary.
Didn't you already play that?
No, we didn't. But it feels like we did. What should people do? How could people take action if they want to know more about Todd? Visit your local public library.
Well, I tell you, if you go to iTunes, I think almost everything is there.
Tons of good compilations. And
this week on the Facebook page, there's going to be a lot of pictures of Todd Rundgren on there.
To Todd on there, and I wanted to speaking of the Facebook page, go there and like us.
Please like us.
Follow us on Twitter. Please write a review. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Suzanne, for anything we missed or that anything you.
What's
like
one of your favorite Todd Rundgren songs?
Yeah, let her close it out.
I really like Two Little Hitlers, but
Two Little Hitlers is Elvis Costello cover.
Do we
from
have it?
Nearly
I
Human.
Don't think so.
I'm gonna send this one out to you. This is from Oops Wrong Planet.
Oh, I thought you were gonna play Slut.
No, it is the.
Suzanne had no
I don't think
reaction
she heard what
to
I
that.
Said.
No, she heard it.
No, she heard me. No,
that's her usual reaction to your comedy.
All right. Well, that's everyone's reaction to my comedy.
This is the guiding philosophy of Rock Solid. Love is the answer, Pat.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, wait.
Awesome. It's under Utopia there.
A minute to find.
Oh, wait a minute. Big hit for.
Am I looking? Oh, I'm looking at Pat's list. That's why I got to find. Okay, there we go. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, who had the big hit with this?
Was it Bread? Or was it...
No, it was...
America? England Dan and John Ford Cooley.
Yes, England Dan and John Ford Cooley.
Here it is, the original. The OG version. Oh, it's so beautiful. I'm going to get a tattoo of this. For Pat Francis, I'm Gary Lucy and Matt Belknap. Keep rocking solidly. Lighters up.
I can't stay.